$500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In California, a couple accused of holding their 13 children captive in deplorable, filthy conditions, some of them shackled in chains. One of them, a 17-year-old girl, got out of the home in Paris, California, on Sunday and called 911. Police found the other 12 siblings, ranging in age from 2 to 29. And this is USA Radio News.
Actions speak louder than words.
That Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on a late-night TV talk show appearance discussing what President Trump should be doing now to help lawmakers come to an agreement on immigration reform.
You want to begin, just begin that long road back to proving you're not a racist, you're not bigoted. Support the bipartisan compromise that three Republicans and three Democrats have put on the floor. If you're going to listen to the farthest right, we will never have an immigration policy.
Schumer also saying while visiting The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that he does think President Trump is a racist. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast, is now revealing that she was sexually abused by former Team USA gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. The 20-year-old saying in a statement she's been reluctant to share her story, but now knows that it is not her fault. The four-time Olympic champion calling Nassar's behavior completely unacceptable, disgusting, and abusive. Biles asking for privacy as she says she needs to continue to work through the pain, as Nassar has pled guilty to numerous counts of sexual misconduct with minors and is about to face his sentencing. The White House doctor will today go before reporters and accept questions on the details of the president's first medical checkup since taking office. Ronnie Jackson conducted that checkup of President Trump on Friday and said briefly after it that the president's in excellent health and that the exam went exceptionally well. The president's annual physical at Walter Reed National Medical Center, a routine practice most years, but Trump's exam took on heightened scrutiny amid questions from some about his mental fitness. And the lead singer of the Irish band The Cranberries, Dolores O'Riordan, has died. A representative for the band telling the BBC she and the rest of her bandmates were in London for a recording session yesterday when she unexpectedly passed at the age of 46. She leaves behind three children. We like to remind you, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! Lots of challenges for you today, mostly good ones. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50-caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
An interesting development over the past week, Colonel. North Korea has restarted a dialogue with South Korea. Now, does this mean they just want to get their figure skaters into the Winter Olympics in South Korea? Or did Rocket Boy just blink? My thoughts on that coming up.
Thank you, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby is here and looking happy. We'll hear from him as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here wearing a smirk. What's up, Skip?
Well, Colonel, I'm happy to report that my hens are laying eggs again. With that recent cold snap, I was down to like one or two eggs per day with 22 hens, and that was totally unsatisfactory.
Did you do counseling? What did you do?
Well, James Dobson would call it tough love. Say, listen, girls, you can give me eggs or give me meat. They decided to give me eggs.
Hey, well, that's a clear choice. I didn't know that you spoke chicken. Let's not go there. Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss the end of U.S. support, of U.N. support of terrorism in Palestine. Then General Arnold Panero will join us again to discuss the challenges our nations will be facing this year. Then the founder of the Garden State Film Festival, Diane Raver, who just joined the Frontlines of Freedom team, will discuss the movie challenge we'll be having for you each month. This is the merger of movies and radio. Seriously cool. Attorney John Mayer, the attorney for Army soldier Clint Lawrence, will join us to bring us up to date on getting this good soldier freed from prison. And Dr. Noel Tichy will share some tips on leadership. His tips have worked in our military and in industry.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Do send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. Now it's time for News and Comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
Chicago shooting fatalities outnumbered U.S. military deaths last year 18-1. It is now statistically safer to be a soldier in Afghanistan than it is to be a 16-year-old kid standing on a street corner in the Windy City.
But that can't be. Everybody knows that gun control laws make cities safer, and Chicago clearly has the toughest gun control laws in the nation.
A U.S. military helicopter made an emergency landing in Japan's Okinawa Islands in the second such incident in a span of 3 days. Japanese media say a Marine Corps AH-1 attack helicopter with two people aboard landed in a field at a waste disposal site in the town of Yomatan on Okinawa's main island. No injuries were reported. Our military told police that a warning light had indicated a problem with the aircraft. Another Marine Corps helicopter made an emergency landing on a beach in Okinawa because its rotor appeared to be spinning too fast. The incidents inflame local opposition to the large U.S. military presence in Okinawa.
How does one logically condemn an aircraft for landing when safety issues exist? Given the huge threat from China that Japan is experiencing, you know, Chinese combat aircraft penetrate their airspace multiple times every week? Maybe the local protesters should pick the major power they want to deal with. I think we're better friends than China would be.
I am a bit surprised by that reaction too, Colonel, especially when Rocket Boy is lobbing missiles in Japan's direction. Speaking of Rocket Boy, as I mentioned earlier, top officials from North and South Korea held their first official dialogue in more than 2 years. This occurred last Tuesday after months of high tensions over Pyongyang's weapons ambitions. The long-stalled talks come after the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, indicated in his New Year's speech that Pyongyang was willing to send a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in the South. Seoul responded with an offer of a high-level dialogue, and the hotline between the neighbors was restored after being suspended for almost 2 years. The talks at Panmunjom, the truce village in the demilitarized zone that divides the peninsula, have largely focused on the North's participation in next month's Winter Olympics in the South. Seoul has been keen to proclaim the event in Pyeongchang, just 80 kilometers south of the DMZ, a peace Olympics, in the wake of ICBM and nuclear tests by the North. But it needs the North to attend to make the description meaningful. If the North agrees, one of the top agenda items will be whether the two Koreas' sports people make joint entrances to the opening and closing ceremonies, as they did for Sydney 2000, Athens 2004, and the 2006 Winter Games in Torino. The size and membership of the North Korean delegation and their accommodation, widely expected to be paid for by Seoul, will also be discussed. The group may stay in a cruise ship in Sokcho, about an hour's drive from the Olympic venue, which would enable their movements to be closely monitored and controlled. With only a handful of qualified winter sports athletes, analysts say North Korea is likely to send a significant number of cheerleaders to the Pyeongchang Games, which run from February 9th to the 25th. Hundreds of young, good-looking female North Korean cheerleaders have created a buzz at three previous international sporting events in the South.
If the North does send people to the Olympics, good-looking women or not, it's a tiny move in the right direction. However, as long as the North maintains the nuclear weapons that it has, it remains a threat that must be removed, and soon.
The Islamic State's branch in Egypt has escalated its long-simmering conflict with Hamas, calling on its followers to attack the Gaza-based Palestinian group in a 22-minute video that also featured the brutal execution of an alleged Hamas collaborator. In a video, ISIS in Sinai province slammed Hamas for cracking down on Islamic militants in Gaza and for pursuing better relations with Egypt and the Palestinian Authority. ISIS considers both governments to be apostates from Islam that are too accommodating of Jews, Christians, and Shia Muslim minorities. Though it is considered a terrorist group by the U.S. and Israel, Hamas finds itself on the same side as Washington-supported governments in the battle against ISIS. Over the past year, Hamas has been purging ISIS supporters from Gaza and tightening the Sinai border in order to help Egypt fight the Sinai province affiliate. Hamas's cooperation with the Egyptian government now puts it in the crosshairs of ISIS in the Sinai province, which has carried out most of its previous attacks against Coptic Christians and Egyptian security forces. The ISIS in Sinai province video shows several militants standing behind a kneeling, jumpsuit-clad prisoner, who the ISIS fighters say smuggled weapons to Hamas from the Sinai Peninsula. The prisoner was then killed. In addition to railing against Hamas's cooperation with the Western-backed regimes, the Sinai province militants in the video slam the group for fighting only Jews in Israel. The militants say that Hamas needs to hate Jews everywhere for their corrupt creed.
When the people who hate you and want you dead are busy killing each other, well, life is pretty good. I suspect the Israelis are enjoying the situation, as should we. People ruled by hate will never be happy as long as the targets of their hatred exist. I fear that the hate-filled people in our nation will end up this way. They are certainly on the same path as these Islamic haters.
Two quotes come to mind here, Colonel. One from Forrest Gump, "Stupid is as stupid does," and the other from my high school accounting teacher. His favorite quote was, "There's no future for the stupid." Moving on. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that the U.S. has no beef with the Iranian people who have shown up in recent street protests that they aren't buying the policies of the regime in Tehran. Mattis also told Pentagon reporters that Iran has thus far failed in the grand scheme to establish a land bridge across Syria as part of an overall effort to create a Shiite crescent in the Mideast, running from Tehran to Beirut. Last Sunday in Tehran, Iran's Revolutionary Guards claimed victory over the protests, in which at least 22 people were killed and more than 1,000 arrested, in widespread demonstrations that have posed the boldest challenge to the clerical establishment since the so-called Green Movement of 2009, which the U.S. and President Obama failed to show any support for. The latest protests, by mainly youthful and working-class demonstrators, spread to more than 80 cities and rural towns in an outburst of anger at corruption, unemployment, and a deepening gap between the rich and the poor.
We should be and are speaking in support of the oppressed Iranian people, and we should support them if they ask for support. Iran has been a democracy in the past. Their people know what freedom is. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with retired Marine General Arnold Panero about the challenges our nation is now facing. At East Troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Every year we hear of new biological threats ranging from mutated flu viruses to full-blown worldwide pandemic. Always keep a 3-month supply of food, fresh water, and medical supplies inside your home. The only reliable defense against pandemic is to avoid human contact by staying inside your home until the threat is passed. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. The President cut aid that we're giving to the U.N. to support Palestinian refugees, specifically including education for their children. That sounds cruel, but it's very, very wise. You see, everywhere else in the world, refugees only maintain their status for one generation. By that time, they're expected to have found a new place to live and get on with their lives. Not so in what we call Palestine. Those folks are eternal refugees, with no requirement to get on in life. And it's worth noting that no Muslim nation in the area ever welcomes those refugees into their countries to settle. The reason is that the Muslim countries want to perpetuate the terrorist environment, attacking Israel and denying Israel the right to exist. Well, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, hailed the Iranian anti-regime protesters and threatened to end U.S. financial aid to support UNRWA, the U.N. Relief and Works Agency for Palestine, better known as the U.N. Palestinian Refugee Agency and the Palestinian Authority. They're closely linked. Iranian assistance to Hamas is steadily rising. Hamas acknowledged that Iran is its greatest military and financial backer. In 2017, Iran gave them $70 million. It'll be $100 million this year. If Iran is Hamas's greatest sponsor, UNRWA is its partner. UNRWA is headquartered in Gaza. It's the UN's single largest agency with over 11,500 employees in Gaza alone. Its annual budget is over $1.2 billion. Several hundred million each year is spent in Gaza, and we provide over $368 million of that money. For the past decade, the Center for Near East Policy Research has copiously documented how UNRWA in Gaza is not an independent actor. It is an integral part of Hamas's regime in Gaza. The UN Reliefs and Works Agency for Palestine, UNRWA, underwrites the jihadists by paying for its school system and its health care system, among other things. In every major missile campaign Hamas has carried out, UNRWA facilities have played key roles. Missiles, rockets, and mortars have been stored in and fired from their schools and clinics. Haven't heard about that on the news, have you? UNRWA teachers and students serve as human shields for Hamas missile launches. Their ambulances are used to ferry weapons and terrorists. Their officials serve as Hamas mouthpieces in the propaganda war. In the UNRWA school curriculum, the overwhelming message in nearly every class and nearly every textbook is that the students should seek martyrdom in jihad against Israel. This the UN has been funding for generations. So Hamas is comfortable taking Iran's $100 million to build attack tunnels and missile launchers because it trusts that the U.S. and other countries will continue to fund them through UNRWA. Haley's comments about President Trump's threat to end U.S. funding of the Palestinian Authority marked the end of the past 25 years of U.S.-Palestinian relations. The Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations provided the Palestinians unconditional support despite the fact that the Palestinians never abided by any of their expectations. They never embraced peace. The Trump administration's threatened to cut off funding to UNRWA and the Palestinian Authority simply makes it clear that unlike all of his predecessors, Trump's support for the Palestinians is not unconditional. Now that the Trump administration has abandoned its predecessor's policy, the time has come for Israel to offer some new solutions. In both 2013 and 2015 elections, facing a hostile Obama administration, Netanyahu refused to run on any platform other than his personal credibility. With the Trump administration interested in considering alternatives to the failed policies of its predecessors, Netanyahu could be expected to make changes. The Knesset passed an amendment to the Basic Law, Jerusalem. The amended law protects Israel's sovereignty over the territory now within Jerusalem's municipal boundaries while permitting the government to take some of that territory out of the municipal boundaries. The idea is that some Arab villages now within the city limits will be given their own town councils. Today, for political reasons, Arab residents of Jerusalem refuse to vote in municipal elections. Consequently, they have effectively disenfranchised themselves. By providing them with separate local councils, while ensuring that they will remain governed by Israel's liberal legal code, the Knesset provided a model for future governance of the Palestinian population centered in Judea and Samaria, Palestine. Luckily, like the Trump administration, Israel's government today recognizes the repeated failures of its predecessors makes no sense. A new policy will involve providing the Palestinians the means to govern themselves while enjoying the protection of Israeli law. It will involve ending U.S. support for Palestinian sponsorship and finance of terrorism. It will involve securing Israel's borders, security, and national rights. And, of course, it will include kicking Iran out of Gaza and out of the entire area. This is a solid step in the very long journey to bring peace in the Middle East. And those are my comments. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. We get to enjoy some warrant wisdom now with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
The U.S. Air Force knows its partial replacement for the A-10 Warthog will have to fight in some dusty and dirty places, like operating from a dirt airstrip. So the U.S. Air Force just flew two of them, the A-29 Super Canado and the AT-6 Wolverine, from a dirt airstrip in New Mexico. The test comes in startling contrast to the stealthy, sleek image the Air Force often projects. But it's also a reminder that future wars will take place in dirty places. These landing and takeoff demonstrations were flown at Melrose Air Force Range Training Area, part of the Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico. Cannon has played host to the OAX Observation Attack Experimental Aircraft Trials. The OAX program is designed to test four aircraft, the Sierra Nevada A-29, the Hawker Beechcraft AT-6, the Textron Scorpion, and the Air Tractor AT-802U. The winning plane will replace the A-10 Warthog in wars like those against the Taliban and Islamic State, where the threat of enemy air defenses is low, but the need for an airborne close air support plane still exists. This program was restarted last summer after a failed attempt in 2008, when we had two wars going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and frankly, the political landscape at the time just didn't allow it to happen. The hope is to free up more expensive aircraft, such as the Boeing F-15 Strike Eagle or the F-35 Lightning, for missions against more challenging foes. For example, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is expected to take on the close air support role against high-tech enemies such as Russia and China. The Air Force just can't count on first-class airstrips in much of the world, particularly in less developed countries. A light attack plane may need to take off and land from a dirt landing strip, perhaps supported by a tent, doubling as an air traffic control tower, and earth bunkers stacked with guided munitions. That might be as fancy as it gets, particularly in the opening stages of any conflict. The OAX competition officially ended on August 30th of this past year. And now the Air Force is using all the data they collected to choose one of the four airplanes. And the service plans to buy up to 300 of whatever aircraft wins. I do find it interesting that only two of the four aircraft participated in the dirt airstrip demonstrations. Maybe the Super Tucano and the Wolverine are the two finalists. We're just going to have to wait and see. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Roland, I really like you. Thank you for that. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, General Arnold Pinero will look at our nation's military challenges for this year. Then you'll meet Diane Raven and will challenge you to watch a movie, one that will make you think. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Hey, troops, it's a new year and we should be doing something new. Pull-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News.
Sir, all I can tell you is that walls work. We have examples of that. We have documented data. And I don't know about anyone saying it's last generation's technology. 2006, as you know, we had a bipartisan agreement in the Secure Fence Act, which Senators Obama, Clinton and Schumer all voted for. So I disagree that it's last generation's, last century's technology.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen testifying today on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nielsen also said in that meeting it is her position to find a permanent solution to DACA. Authorities in Southern California rescued 13 children from a home which they could only describe as a house of horror. Children were kept shackled to beds and imprisoned by their parents. Neighbors thought something was up.
I always had a suspicion because that house never looked like there was a lot of action in front of it.
The parents are being held on $9 million bond. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom retired Marine General Arnold Pinero. Arnold initially served on active duty, serving as a rifle platoon commander in Vietnam. He then later on switched to the Marine Corps Reserves as he served several decades as a staffer in the U.S. Senate, ultimately on the Senate Armed Forces Committee. He now consults with our government. He knows the employment of military force from virtually every perspective. That's why I'm proud to call him friend and glad to have him a regular on the show. Welcome aboard, Arnold.
Denny, great. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
It is indeed a good year, but fortunately for this radio program, there's a challenge or two out there. Arnold, our nation faces a very unstable world. I thought 2017 was unstable. It seems to be getting worse, in my opinion. What do you see as the greatest and most immediate challenges right now?
I would say our most immediate challenge right now, Denny, and I agree with you. I think the world is more dangerous and unstable than we've seen even the peak of the Cold War. And to deal with that, we need to have the strongest national security possible and national defense possible. To do that, you've got to have a strong economy. So on the strong economy front, I think what the new administration has done, particularly with the major tax reforms that passed it towards the end of last year, will keep the economy moving in the right direction. So on that front, it's moving in the right direction. On the national security front, the Congress has failed now for four straight months to pass a budget. And we're coming up on the latest deadline under a continuing resolution, which is very detrimental to our military, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Coast Guard, just about every government agency that's involved in providing for the common defense. And it looks like, based on all reports, they're going to miss the deadline again. They just can't seem to get their work done on time. And we now have failed to basically fund the government on time for almost a quarter of a century. And so this is very worrisome to our Secretary of Defense, to our Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and our military leaders, and to those in Congress like John McCain and Mac Thornberry, Jack Reed, and others that are very concerned about providing for a strong national defense.
You know, about 8 years ago, I had a bumper sticker I printed that said, "Re-elect nobody." Well, that's really too broad for a statement. We don't need to be sending people to represent us who don't do their jobs. Of course, we don't know they don't do their jobs unless we pay attention to them. But this is crazy. I mean, I've been very critical of my senators and representatives for being apparently very faithful to their party, but not looking out for America. And I think we need to really make that a focus, don't you?
I agree. And I mean, this is one of the constitutional fundamental responsibilities of the U.S. Congress. They have the power of the purse. The executive branch does not. The executive branch under the Constitution cannot spend one dime unless it's appropriated by the Congress. And Congress has to provide for the common defense, raise armies, maintain navies, and provide the funding. And they flat are not getting their job done. And our Department of Defense, our great Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, along with all the military leaders, have outlined how detrimental these continuing resolutions are. Just think about if you were running just a normal business and you knew you had certain things you had to get done and you had to meet certain challenges, and yet you were told, look, we're only going to fund you on a stopgap measure from week to week, maybe month to month, and we're only going to give you a small percentage of what you've actually said you need to run your business. No one can run a business like that, and you certainly can't provide for a strong national defense where you have to invest in programs that sometimes, you know, building major weapon systems takes multiple years, getting our readiness improved where you can send troops to the training range where you can buy sufficient ammunition. Our ammunition stocks are low, and we can't replenish them because under a continuing resolution, you can't increase the production rate of items higher than where they were produced in the last fiscal year. So this is just one of the biggest failures I see of the Congress, and it is their fundamental responsibility. This is not a nice-to-do. This isn't, okay, let's fix immigration or let's fix the entitlement programs, none of which are mandated by the Constitution. But it's mandated by the Constitution that they provide for the common defense, and they flat are not doing their job.
And as a guy who teaches American government at college level, they work for us. And if we don't hold them accountable, shame on us.
Totally agree.
So listeners, if you aren't communicating with your U.S. senators and U.S. Congress critters, please start doing it. We need them to be held accountable. I don't care where you stand on this issue. Communicate with them. Otherwise, they're working, doing anything they feel like because nobody's paying attention.
And it's not the individuals, because if you look at the individual members, and I've got, for example, there's a great new congressman from Michigan up in your neck of the woods, Congressman Jack Bergman, retired Marine warfighter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing his job, but it's collectively the institution. So the individuals, you go to the people that are for strong national defense in both parties, they're as frustrated as you and I are that we can't get these budgets done. But the collective institutions and the collective leadership are failing in their responsibilities.
So that means that we need these people who are representing us not to vote for those leaders again when they come.
That's a fact. I would certainly second that motion.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing military challenges that our nation's facing with General Arnold Pinero. And I really agree that our nation's budget, both our national debt and the fact that we don't have a budget, are probably the two biggest threats that we have, because anybody can come along and kick sand in the face of somebody who's not even awake, much less ready to defend themselves.
Right. And we're going to have, Denny, you talked about the challenges we face. We're going to have over the next few weeks, we're going to have from the Department of Defense a brand new national defense strategy that's been engineered by General Mattis and his top leaders, followed very quickly by a nuclear posture review conducted at the direction of the president and a ballistic missile defense review conducted at the direction of the president. You know, and obviously we face from Iran, from North Korea, from many unstable leaders. Look at what's happening on the ground in Iran as we speak. We need to beef up our missile defense. We need to modernize our nuclear posture, and we need to have a defense strategy that's geared towards the current threats as well as the ones that we're going to face over the horizon. And all of those are going to require funding, and they're going to require Congress to basically do their work. And so these are going to be very, very important documents to look at as they're rolled out here over the next couple of weeks. But strategy unconnected to resources is a virtual nothing.
Very nicely put. The greatest plan in the world without resources is a pretty book.
That's right.
So our biggest challenge, what was that quote? I've seen the enemy and he is us. Isn't that Pogo?
Pogo. And actually, Jim Mattis said that about the defense sequestration and the budget caps we had. He said it when he was still on active duty as a four-star. We have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. The Congress shot itself in the foot. Congress is the one that shackled its own responsibilities with the Budget Control Act in 2011, which We've had declining funding for the Department of Defense every year since that went into effect in fiscal year 12, and here we are, fiscal 18, so 6 years, and it's had a marked adverse impact on our military readiness, on our stockpile of ammunition, and just anything, just about any on backlog maintenance where our ships are holed up in shipyards and can't get out. And frankly, even though there's a lot of reasons why we've had major capital ships colliding at sea and in broad daylight, one of the reasons is insufficient training funds.
You know, there's all these issues, and it's not that we don't know how to fix them. It's that we don't have the resources. Very few of these problems require great geniuses to solve. How do you fix training? Have more training. How do you get airplanes in the air? Buy the spare parts. I mean, this isn't rocket science, is it?
It's not rocket scientists, but what you need is a predictable, stable level of funding over a multi-year period. You can't launch from week to week, month to month, not knowing what your budget's going to be. And again, Congress basically had a continuing resolution on 1 October like they've had for the last quarter century. And they said, okay, we'll get our work done by November. Then they said, oh, we'll get our work done by December. Then they said, oh, we'll get our work done by January. And now we're 1 week out from the CR running out on 19 January, and they're saying, oops, I guess we don't have enough time. I think we'll get our work done in February. Stay tuned. Last year, they didn't get out of the CR till May. So, almost three-quarters of the year, our Department of Defense was operating under a continuing resolution.
And this with a huge China, now the second largest economy in the world after us, and all kinds of things going on. So, yeah, we're going to continue discussing the challenges facing the United States, and General Panaro will stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom Troops. It's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day, so you should be able to, too. Then take a break, but stay in the area. General Panaro and I will be right back. Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service back into the workforce. In fact, we were recently named as a certified veteran-friendly employer, emphasizing our commitment to hire, train, and retain those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Nash and begin your civilian career with us.
Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation on military challenges facing our nation with retired Marine General Arnold Pinaro. Arnold, when Secretary of Defense Mattis returned recently from his Middle East tour, he said he felt that the biggest threat to our nation wasn't Iran or Russia or China, but the hatred that too many people are expressing. That falls into the same thing, doesn't it? The culture in the United States right now is the biggest threat.
Yeah, we have tensions in our country that we haven't seen before, and we should be doing all we can, as General Mattis has said, to reduce those tensions, not to exacerbate the tensions. We need to basically figure out ways to work in a more cooperative spirit together. When it comes to national security, there was an old saying that politics stops at the water's edge. These were from legendary leaders like Richard Russell and John Stennis, Sam Nunn, John Tower, John Glenn, John Warner, John McCain, that put the country first and politics second. And we need to get back to that, not just in national security, but in all these other issues. You can disagree with people without being disagreeable, but everybody now has gotten so uptight and personal about things. And frankly, one of the reasons why the Middle East is so difficult to solve is you've got these intense hatreds that have lasted for thousands of years. We don't want to see those same kind of divisions build up in our country.
You hit the nail on the head, friend. That's what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned that we are starting to see the beginning of a change to our culture where you don't just disagree with people, you hate them, and therefore reasons don't count anymore. I just hate you because my dad hated you, because his dad hated you. And we've got to stop that. We've got to disagree and find, but anyway.
You absolutely, Dini. Let me give you a good example. I had the privilege when I was a colonel of being mobilized as a reservist and commanding a joint task force in the former Yugoslavia where we were trying to stop the slaughter that Serbs were wrecking on that population. And I was over in Bosnia and also the former Sarajevo sniper fire, the whole bit, and talked to a Serb that we had actually captured during an operation, and they were killing young boys. They weren't just killing soldiers. They were killing young 10-year-old boys and 11-year-old boys. And through an interpreter, we asked him, why are you killing these young kids? They're just in grammar school. He says, because someday they will be 18-year-old boys. And so that's the point. And, you know, they hate their father, they hate their son, they hate the infants. And we just can't allow that to happen in this country.
And it's our place to do it, and we got to do it by confronting people who get on their hate mobile. I'm offended, you said this, and so-and-so's a phobe or a whatever. Anyway, that's one issue. Let's take the last few minutes we've got here and talk about offshore issues. I sort of think the biggest threat we have is China. What do you think?
I totally agree, because China is not only a military threat, and unfortunately, for example, there are areas where Chinese military is now ahead of the United States, for example, in hypersonics. And these would be weapons that basically could move at the speed of light and hit our vulnerable assets, and we aren't able to defend right now. But they're economically is the other area where they're pushing out in all areas. And, for example, you look at where they're investing all over the world in building bridges and building economies. And so while we've been spending, trillions and trillions of dollars in the Middle East and Afghanistan, China has been investing not just in their infrastructure, but in infrastructure all over the world.
It's true. And they're now the second largest economy other than ours. They're the largest exporting nation in the world. And I think everything I've read says they see us as an empire in decline, and they intend to be the next world power. And everything
and
I've seen that
they
put out, everything
like
says
Saban
so.
Saban at Alabama and Kirby Smart at Georgia, they have a game plan. The Chinese have articulated, and they publicly say, here's where we're going to be in 2025. Here are the U.S. technologies that we are going to steal and do better at. Artificial intelligence, microchips, quantum computing. They don't hide the fact that they intend to be better than we are, and they have an absolute roadmap and game plan that they publish on how to get there.
You know, and that's a pretty good way to guarantee success. Start with a plan that everybody knows so that everybody can follow it. This is Colonel Danny Gillen. We're discussing threats to our nation with General Arnold Panaro. To sort of wrap up, well, not to wrap up, I want to touch Russia first. Russia certainly is threatening, but I think their weakness is their economy, and I think their population is shrinking, not getting bigger, which makes them no less a threat, but they aren't a growing threat. Does that make sense?
That's correct, but they're still meddling in other countries' internal affairs. Syria, they've really gotten a march on us in Syria, and the Ukraine. And there are a lot of they provide a lot of the energy supply to our allies in Western Europe, and so you know, some of our great Western European allies play footsie with Russia because of the economics of energy. But you're right. I mean, they are trying to reassert their nationalism, but they certainly aren't doing it with the same economic power of China, and they certainly aren't in the position to invest as much in their military as China is investing in their military. But Russia is still a huge thorn in our side, and they basically, you know, not just meddle in Ukraine and Syria, they meddle in our elections, and they meddle in other people's elections.
They do indeed. And I have this funny feeling that they've got something up their sleeve, and probably whenever it is that North Korea blows up, either on their own or because China made them or because we made them, they have got something up their sleeve they're going to be doing. And it isn't going to be good for the West.
Denny, one of the things that's got me very worried is it looks like our intelligence agencies, as good as they are, sort of missed a little bit out on how fast North Korea was moving along, both in terms of their ballistic missile rocket capability as well as their nuclear weapon capability. And one of the things that's come out in recent weeks is the fact that it appears that Russia has provided some rocket engine technology to North Korea that's allowed them to accelerate and to have a ballistic missile now that we know for a fact can reach the United States of America. And so even though they're challenged economically, even though they're challenged militarily, they are still doing serious, serious damage to the United States' own national security interest.
Well, there is no doubt that they are playing whatever game they're playing for their own benefit, and being nice to the United States or nice to the rest of the world isn't part of their game plan. And that's not surprising, considering they are a dictatorship. Dictatorships tend to look out for number one. So their actions are pretty consistent. And as you said, they provide most of the natural gas to Western Europe. So Western Europe has to dance carefully in their presence. It's going to be interesting. But I truly am expecting something nasty from Russia whenever it is the Korean thing blows up.
I think you're right. But I will tell you that I'm looking forward to seeing what Secretary Mattis has in his defense strategy, his nuclear posture review, and his ballistic missile review. I haven't seen him. I haven't had access to him. But knowing him and knowing his leadership and knowing how he understands all the things you and I have talked about here today, I'm very confident those documents are going to address all of the concerns you and I have raised today. Now, whether the addressing of those concerns get translated into actual programs that are funded by the Congress, that's a whole other story. But I'm very confident General Mattis, Secretary Mattis, and his team will be on top of all these issues.
I agree with you. If there is one person that I am impressed with beyond any level of anybody in Washington, D.C. in a decade or two, it's Secretary Mattis. I think he is the man of the hour, and I am so pleased that he's where he is doing what he's doing.
Without question, and making a huge sacrifice and basically operating in such a way to have the influence that he needs without all the pomp and circumstance that's usually attended to people at that level. I mean, he is just a no-nonsense warfighter you know, one of his sayings is your best friend or your worst enemy. And as he says, I don't stay up at night. I keep other people up at night.
Amen. And he's the guy we need. Arnold, thank you. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation all the way through your career. I appreciate you, brother, and look forward to having you back on in a month or two.
Amen.
Here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is where we find some outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. This fine troop is a personal friend. Without thought of his personal safety, Staff Sergeant Maynard Harrima, then 22 years old in World War II, drove away a burning half-track loaded with high-explosive shells and grenades, thereby probably saving the lives of 15 men and of his squad who couldn't leave their guns. He was awarded a Bronze Star Medal for this action on January 3, 1944, on the 7th Army front in France. Staff Sergeant Harrima related that the half-track caught fire when a German shell exploded about 10 feet from his squad. The bursting shell struck a Jeep's gas tanks, which exploded, throwing flaming gas in every direction. By the grace of God, none of us was scratched, he wrote. He then jumped into a half-track not burning and drove it to safety. When he returned, an officer called that another vehicle, which was ablaze, was loaded with explosives. Thinking only the safety of my men, I jumped into the half-track and drove it to a safe place. I proceeded to slap out the flames with a blanket and to throw the burning equipment over the side, he added. Miraculously, I wasn't burned. Harrima entered the Army on January 15, 1943, and went overseas to join an armored infantry battalion. Maynard Mink Harrima also took a German bullet in his shoulder during combat and won the Purple Heart for that. Mink Harrima recently died and joined his wife in heaven. So stand tall in heaven, Sergeant Mink Harrima. Front Lines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour as we kick off another new feature on Front Lines of Freedom. Diane Raven from the Garden State Film Festival will join us to kick off a monthly film review schedule for all our listeners. Then attorney John Mayer will review his efforts to free a wrongfully imprisoned soldier, Clint Lawrence. And of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, go somewhere and run some wind sprints, through the snow if necessary. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Sir, all I can tell you is that walls work. We have examples of that. We have documented data. And I don't know about anyone saying it's last generation's technology. 2006, as you know, we had a bipartisan agreement in the Secure Fence Act, which Senators Obama, Clinton, and Schumer all voted for. So I disagree that it's last generation's, last century's technology.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirsten Nelson testifying today on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nelson also said in that meeting it is her position to find a permanent solution to DACA. Authorities in Southern California rescued 13 children from a home which they could only describe as a house of horror. Children were kept shackled to beds and imprisoned by their parents. Neighbors thought something was up.
I always had a suspicion because that house never looked like there was a lot of action in front of it.
The parents are being held on $9 million bond. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon testified today behind closed doors to the House Intelligence Committee as part of its investigation into the Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. In case you missed it, over the long